Om Shanti. I would like to introduce Dadi Manohar to all of you, because many of you have come for the first time. You may not know Dadi. Dadi Manohar is one of the original jewels of Baba's Yagya. Dadi has been with Baba ever since the beginning, that is 1936-37. And of course, you know, her speciality, she's the only one in the Yagya who has seen Baba before Baba became Prajapita Brahma, and seen Baba in Prajapita Brahma's role, and also now in the Avyakt. And she's a very good storyteller. You know, she remembers everything and narrates as if we are going through that experience ourselves. You will find out that when you listen to her experience. And so we are very fortunate that she has time this evening for us. And Manohar Dadi, at present, of course, she has been serving all over India and traveled abroad quite a number of times in different countries. At present, she is actually administering Gyan Sarovar, all the activities of Gyan Sarovar. And today, I have asked Dadi to share some stories she shared with Madhubani Vasis yesterday. They told me that, you know, something she shared, they even have not heard before. And so let us all welcome Dadi with one hand clap. सब विदेशियों की तरफ से दादी जी का हार्दिक स्वागत करते हैं. तो दादी जी के द्वारा मनोहर दादी के द्वारा अभी हम खास साकार बाबा की और मामा की बातें सुनेंगे.
क्योंकि दादी मनोहर की विशेषता है
कि यज्ञ की जो भी कहानियां हैं बहुत सुंदर रूप से ऐसे सुनाएंगे जैसे कि हम भी अभी उसका अनुभव कर रहे हैं. तो लेट अस एंजॉय दिस इवनिंग.
शी नरेट्स द स्टोरी ऑफ बाबा इन सच अ वे दैट वी
गोइंग बैक टू ओम मंडली.
दैट वुड बी गोइंग बैक टू ओम मंडली. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
हम तो बहुत सालों से यज्ञ में चलते पलते रहते हैं, पढ़ते और पढ़ाते रहते हैं.
We continue to get sustenance from the yagya, and we continue to move forward in this yagya.
और ईश्वरी रहस्यों से भरा हुआ है.
This yagya is complete with stories.
मम्मा की मीठी मीठी बातें हमारे मन में उभर उभर के आती हैं.
Sometimes
I remember
the aspects of mama, the stories of mama.
नहीं होगा
a lot
जिसमें मैं मम्मा या बाबा की बातें न सुनूं.
There is not a single class where I don't mention about mama or baba's stories.
देखा हुआ है.
Because I have seen it through these eyes.
आगे बढ़ती रही हूं.
And I have been grown up with those stories.
बातें जो किसी के मन चित में नहीं.
And no one would have thought about these things.
मेरा लौकिक घर बाबा
my
लौकिक पास में था.
लौकिक होम वाज इन कराची एंड इट वाज इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबाज होम एंड इट वाज नियर
बाबा के घर में मुझे लौकिक
होम एज वेल.
जाने आने का मौका मिला था.
आई हैड अपॉर्चुनिटी टू गो टू बाबाज होम.
तो जब मैं जाती थी तो बाबा
वाज अराउंड 12 और 13 इयर्स ओल्ड
होने के कारण
एंड आई यूज्ड टू गो टू बाबाज हाउस frequently.
दान धर्म समाज की सेवा
एंड बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग अ डिवोटी एंड डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा एंड अ सात्विक पर्सन आई यूज्ड टू
गीता के प्रेमी थे.
रीड गीता स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड आई यूज्ड टू डू लॉट ऑफ डिवोशन. इट वाज लाइक अ स्पिरिचुअल गैदरिंग.
के घर में जाते थे तो परिवार के तरफ से भी हमको बहुत मान मिलता था और प्यार भी मिलता था.
We used to get a lot of love and respect.
तो उनको मान देने की तो बात नहीं, वो ही पैसे वाले लोग हैं. तो पैसे के नशे में चूर रहने वाले कहाँ किसी का मान.
बाबा वाज वेरी रिच एंड ही वुड हैव नॉट गिवन सो मच ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट टू अस बट ही वाज वेल्दी एंड एज वेल एज ही वाज हम्बल एंड ही हैड रिगार्ड फॉर कुमारीज.
बाबा के उच्च विचारों का उनके परिवार से पता लगता था.
एंड ही हैज वेरी एलिवेटेड थॉट्स.
चलते रहे. कई बार हुआ बाबा ने अपनी लौकिक बच्ची की, बीच वाली बच्ची, उसकी शादी कराई.
वंस तो शादी बाबा मैरिड
मनोज छत्ती से थोड़ा पहले
सेकंड डॉटर. अभी
तो शादी भी देखी, पर शादी भी दुनिया के रूप
में. आई सॉ दैट मैरिज एंड इट वाज सो यूनिक फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड.
और लक्ष्मी नारायण सजे सजे सामने.
एंड इट वाज लाइक अ स्पिरिचुअल गैदरिंग एंड द लक्ष्मी नारायण वर डेकोरेटेड. इट वाज एज दो लाइक दैट.
यानी ढंग बड़ा अच्छा था.
And the way it was very good.
हो गई किसी योगी के साथ में.
That girl got married to a yogi.
बाबा अपने संकल्प में बहुत ही दृढ़ था.
बाबा was very determined.
बच्ची थोड़ी आयु में छोटी थी.
The child his daughter was young, and that person, that man was old enough. That is, he was around 40 years, and this girl was around 20 years.
तो बाबा को ऐसे इशारे में बताया.
And that person,
मैंने अपनी जन्म पत्री में देखा है कि आपके बच्ची के साथ में
that man told to Baba that I saw my horoscope and in that horoscope I saw that I was getting married with your daughter. And Baba could not say no for that.
14 साल की बच्ची और वो खुद 40 साल वाला.
This daughter was not 20 years, she was around 14 years, and the girl is 14 years and that man is 40 years. So Baba could not say no because he was a very good yogi.
तो कहा अच्छा, ऐसे इशारे में कहा अच्छा.
एंड बाबा सर
घर में जब बात की तो पहली बार बाबा से बाबा के घर वाले.
एंड व्हेन ही स्पोक अबाउट दिस इन द हाउस एंड हिज रिलेटिव्स गॉट एंग्री.
बाबा बच्ची तो हमारी छोटी है.
द गर्ल इज सो यंग एंड ही दैट मैन इज 40 इयर्स ओल्ड. हाउ कैन यू से यस फॉर दिस रिलेशनशिप.
ऐसा कुछ बनी में बना पड़ा था, मैं ना नहीं बोल सका.
एंड बाबा सेड आई कुड नॉट से नो फॉर दैट बिकॉज ही वाज फर्म इन हिज प्रॉमिस. ही हैड टू फुलफिल हिज प्रॉमिस.
अगर नहीं निभाएंगे तो भावना थी कि ये सिद्ध पुरुष है.
एंड इफ यू वुड नॉट फुलफिल द प्रॉमिस देन दैट मैन वाज अ योगी एंड ही वुड
सारे घर वाले पहली बार जिंदगी में बाबा से इस छोटी बात के ऊपर नाराज हुए.
एंड ऑल द रिलेटिव्स वर एंग्री विद बाबा फॉर दिस.
और संसार में चले तो वो मान्य था, शहर में किसी सत्संग का बड़ा था.
दैट योगी वाज
चल गई बात.
वाज वेरी बिग. ही वाज
उस समय के बाद फिर
ही वाज रनिंग सम ऑर्गेनाइजेशन.
बच्ची ज्ञान में आने लगी.
एंड देन व्हेन बाबा गॉट
जो एक नॉलेज समझे एक मठ का
दिस डॉटर आल्सो
तो वो ये नहीं चाहता था
कि
मेरी पत्नी बनने के बाद वो अपने पिता को फॉलो करे.
बट हर हस्बैंड वाज
उधर हो जाए या हमारे पास हो जाए.
वाज रनिंग एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन स्पिरिचुअल ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड ही डिड नॉट वांट
मेरे किस्मत में इनके साथ रहने का है.
वाइफ टू गो इनटू नॉलेज
पति की बात को माना और बाबा के पास आना जाना कम कर दिया.
Did not come to knowledge because of listening to her husband.
तो बाबा ने कहा ये बच्ची जाएंगी कहाँ? आगे चल करके कोई ना कोई हिसाब किताब चुक तू करके.
And Baba thought, okay, one or the other day this child would come back.
हम बाद में इसे सुनाएंगे कि वो बच्ची फिर शादी करने के बाद काफी समय के बाद उनके पति ने शरीर छोड़ा.
After many days, her husband got her husband died.
फिर वो बाबा के पास आती जाती रही.
एंड ग्रेजुअली शी स्टार्टेड टू कम टू बाबा.
नीचे शांति बन भी आई है.
एंड मैनी इवन नाउ मेनी अ टाइम्स शी कम्स टू शांति वन एंड मीट बाबा.
हिस्ट्री शॉर्ट और फिर पूरी भी हो गई. शादी भी हुई, एक बच्चा पैदा हुआ, वो भी चला गया.
शी गॉट मैरिड एंड शी हैड वन सन बट शी ही आल्सो डाइड एंड शी लेटर ऑन शी स्टार्टेड टू कम टू बाबा.
थोड़ी थी
But the marriage was so divine.
शादी तो कर दी.
बाबा when he got this daughter got married,
कलकत्ता में गया तो वहाँ से
it was like a golden age ceremony.
साक्षात्कार के बाद जब बाबा लौटा
when Baba went to Calcutta, he had vision. In that vision, his experience was alaukik, and his activities and words got changed.
उनको खिलाना पिलाना बड़े बड़े खिलौने ले आना.
and the attachment for the family to bring big, big toys and other things, he started to stop that. And he started to stay introvert and started to write something or think about something. And the family got astonished. What can I do now? What is it that Baba is doing now? And they didn't know how to handle the situation. They didn't know how to talk to Baba. Some days Baba used to get merged in God's love. And gradually, the people got accustomed with these activities of Baba. And he used to experience that one power is pulling me and that power wants to make me do something. And I don't know the introduction of that power. And that is a divine alaukik power which is pulling me towards itself. Baba used to get good experiences in Calcutta, and later on when he went to Bombay, he stayed in a very big bungalow of a mother, and there he got the visions, and after the visions there was transformation in Baba. All these things can be read in the books. These are the official things. So I don't want to tell you something official. I want to share with you something very, which is not official. Baba was worshipping Krishna, but when Shiva Baba came in Brahma Baba, in the first vision, Shiva Baba did not reveal himself. But in the second vision, when Baba was sitting in his room, he experienced red light. And there was an incognito incarnation of Shiva Baba in the body of Brahma Baba. And when Shiva Baba came in the body of Brahma, Baba started to say that, I am Shiva, I am the embodiment of happiness, I am Shiva, I am the embodiment of light.
तो जब वो आवाज आया है
when that sound came
तो वहां से बाबा में परिवर्तन आना शुरू हुआ
and from then onwards there was transformation in baba and he saw that there was power in that light
और देखते ही वो शक्ति अंदर प्रवेश हो गई
and when he started to see that light entered the body of brahma baba then that light started to say I am Shiva, I am the embodiment of light. In five words, Shiva Baba introduced himself to Brahma Baba. And after that, Brahma Baba started to get pulled by that power and he started to feel that that power wants to make me do something.
5-7 मिनट बोला बोलने के बाद बाबा खड़ा हो जाता है तो झट इसके ऊपर दृष्टि पर ये ध्यान में चला गया
एंड इन द स्पिरिचुअल गैदरिंग व्हेन बाबा यूज्ड टू गिव लेक्चर्स एंड आफ्टर गिविंग लेक्चर व्हेन ही स्टूड अप यूज्ड टू स्टैंड अप एंड गिव दृष्टि टू वन पर्सन दैट पर्सन वुड गो इनटू विजन्स एंड द सेकंड पर्सन इफ ही गिव दृष्टि देन दैट पर्सन गोज इनटू विजन सो इन दैट वे मेनी यूज्ड टू गो इनटू विजन्स
कोई शक्ति है परिचय कुछ नहीं है शिव बाबा है या क्या वो कुछ पर सब ने अनुभव किया हमको भगवान मिल गए
सो ऑल ऑफ देम स्टार्टेड टू फील दैट वी हैव मेट गॉड
अब मुख से दो वचन निकलते थे मीठे बच्चे
ओनली टू वर्ड्स यूज्ड टू इमर्ज फ्रॉम बाबास माउथ बाबा यूज्ड टू से स्वीट चिल्ड्रन गॉड हैज ब्रॉट हेवन for you on his palm. So would you like to go to that heaven? Would you like to go? And the mothers used to say, Baba, we would definitely go. We are very, we are not happy in this world. We want to go to that heaven. And they used to cry and come to Baba. Each one started to have that alaukik experience. They used to experience selfless love from Baba's drishti. And gradually the spiritual gathering started to expand. Many started to come in. The hall would become full. And then Brahma Baba saw that this is a very big plan of God. And many are coming in to die alive. And Mama came on those initial days. Mama was a little bit aged and she was an embodiment of maturity. And she had very clean sanskars. And she was worthy of this spiritual path. And Baba gave drishti to Mama. And when Mama received drishti from Baba, Mama had the feeling that I have met my true father. And Baba had the feeling that she is my worthy child and she is the one who would take care of this yagya. And they recognized each other from as though they had relationship before. Mama was living at home at that time. And when Mama used to come to the yagya to listen to the spiritual discourse, she never used to eat anything. We used to eat everything and we used to go and have lunch or dinner there. But Mama would never do that. Mama thought, I should not eat anything without doing service. Baba said, Mama, you belong to Baba and this yagya belongs to you and you belong to the yagya and you have that right to eat in this yagya. And along with Mama, other sisters used to do service and then they used to eat and do service. Otherwise, they used to go back home. And gradually, Mama started to live in the yagya. And Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, Dadi Chandramani and Dadi Shantamani, all these four have different histories. The entire families together became the instruments to take care of the yagya.
जो नीचे रहती हैं, जिसकी हिस्ट्री आज मैंने सुबह को सुनाई है, मैं उसको फिर रिपीट नहीं करूंगी।
I told about Shantamani Dadi in the morning, so I would not repeat about that.
यज्ञ के अंदर ऐसी पवित्र आत्माएं
Shantamani Dadi and Shantamani Dadi's mother and father started to come to the yagya and they were so pure and they started to follow the spiritual path and many got that inspiration to follow the spiritual path and people started to come in. The bestower of divine visions had given the gift of divine visions to the spiritual gathering.
But divya drishti mile, unko Bhagwan ka sakshatkar ho.
Many used to listen to the other spiritual discourses as well, and they used to appreciate the discourse, but here God used to give the visions, so this was something special for which they started to come in.
वरदान के रूप में जो ओम की धुनी लगाते थे ना
when they used to say ओम
बहुत अच्छा निकाल
सकते there was one sister who used to sing ओम
जब वो ओम की धुनी करती थी तो
when she used to say ओम
एकदम एक सुई भी गिरे तो उसका भी आवाज
the entire gathering used to stay pin drop silent and they used to
आत्म स्वरूप में टिक करके ओम की धुनी करती थी
and she used to sing that om
kai matae kai behne sab dhyan mein gayi
by stabilizing in soul conscious stage and many used to have visions at that time
parantu ye leela prabhu ki dekhte rahe
we were not listening to the discourse the entire day but we used to see these scenes of this person went to the had got visions of golden age and some are going behind Krishna they are dancing with Krishna so the different people had different visions and this news got spread in the entire city
उनके जिज्ञासु टूट टूट करके इधर आने लगे
एंड वो the devotees who were going to other saints and sages started to come to baba
ये मेरे को छोड़ करके दादा लेखराज के पीछे
एंड दोस गुरुस स्टार्टेड टू वरी व्हाई आर माय डिवोटीज गोइंग टू बाबा दे आर नॉट कमिंग टू मी एंड दे स्टार्टेड टू हैव जेलसी
नहीं तो स्त्रियों की सत्यानाश हो जाएंगी
and then
they dharma ki na rahenge karma ki
started to spread negative vibrations if these ladies don't stop going there then they will be spoiled
humko bhagwan mila humko kuch nahi chahiye
and those mothers would say I don't want anything but we have met god I want to go there I don't want ornaments I don't want sarees I don't want any decorations I have met god and I want to follow the directions of god and I want to go to golden age and everyone started to say these words I want to go to heaven I want to go to heaven as though heaven would come just tomorrow
मनुष्य मर जाता है तब स्वर्ग में जाता है
पीपल स्टार्टेड टू से हाउ कैन दीस पीपल गो टू हेवन एज द हेवन इज वेटिंग फॉर देम
एंटी हो गया अंदर का वातावरण जो बाबा के सन्मुख आए जिनको भगवान की दृष्टि मिली उनको भगवान की पहचान
हूएवर केम इन फ्रंट ऑफ गॉड
पहचान लिया
हूएवर गॉट दृष्टि ऑफ गॉड दे स्टार्टेड टू एक्सपीरियंस
बाप के ज्ञान
को वी दे हैव मेट गॉड एंड दे
और उधर सारे शहर के
स्टार्टेड टू हैव दैट डिटरमाइंड थॉट दैट वी वुड डू एनीथिंग वी वुड फेस एनीथिंग बट आई डोंट वांट टू स्टॉप फॉलोइंग बाबास डायरेक्शंस
काम किया है तो शहर का वातावरण गरम गरम
the atmosphere of the city got hot
wo to parivar ke parivar ekdam ek second
because they started to listen to some negative things from the people
sare sher ko asir are itna bara seth parivar se tuma chala gaya are dada riju mar shantamani ka
father of shantamani dadi rijumal dada he surrendered to baba so there were many families who got surrendered to baba
dharnao mein chalne lage
they started to
khan pan ki shuddhi rakhne lage cinema wagar ka
they started to eat vegetarian food stopped eating non vegetarian food stopped going to cinema and stopped going to other entertainments
logon ne phailaya andar jo jayega na wo wapas nahi aayega
and people started to think and say that whoever goes into Om Mandali would not come back
anti vatavaran bahar aur
and there was anti atmosphere outside
jinko baba ke ko pakadna hai wo baba ke paas sahaj aa jaye
and inside Om Mandali children ka started to come in and they used to get visions and have faith in baba
and
I want to narrate about Chandramani dadi's story
छह बहनों के सात बहनों के
there were seven sisters and one brother
तैयारी हुई पड़ी थी सब उसके माँ ने पता नहीं क्या क्या श्रृंगार करके रखा था
and that marriage of that son was about to happen, and they had decorated the house and they had made all the preparations for the marriage, but he had gone somewhere. When he was coming back, he met with an accident and he died. And the mother started to cry, and she was in immense sorrow. I want my son back, I want my son back. And at that time she went to Baba, and when she went to Baba and she started to listen to Baba's knowledge, then she realized about the soul, and she started to follow Gyan, and her daughters also started to follow Gyan. A few were married and few were unmarried. And all of them started to come to Baba. Baba was very wealthy in his Laukik family, Laukik life as well.
When
those daughters said, Baba, our mother is crying all the time. Can you come to our home and give her visions or tell this knowledge, give this knowledge to her? And Chandramani Dadi's father was also a big wealthy person. And when Baba came to Chandramani Dadi's house, that mother of Chandramani Dadi was in dirty clothes and she used to cry a lot. And Baba gave deep drishti to that woman, and Baba said, why are you crying? If you get a son like Krishna, what will you do? And then that mother said, yes, I would love that. I want Krishna as my son. And then Baba said, okay, you change your clothes, clean yourself and come to me in the spiritual gathering. And when she took bath and came to Baba's spiritual gathering, when Baba gave her drishti, she started to have visions that Krishna is in her lap. And she started to love that Krishna, and she got merged in that love of the child. When Krishna went away, she started to look for Krishna. And Baba said, Krishna is your child and he will definitely come to you. Baba said, if you come daily to this spiritual gathering, then you would definitely have these visions. And gradually she started to come, and she got the knowledge of the soul, and she got the knowledge of death and birth and death.
And this soul was
in immense sorrow, and she started to experience happiness. And after seeing that she started to experience happiness, and others got attracted because such a soul who was in immense sorrow started to experience happiness. So this is, there's some power in the spiritual gathering. And later on, these daughters said, we want to surrender. We want to do Baba's service. Baba said, okay, most welcome children. When the daughters came to Baba, then the mother also said, even I want the nectar of knowledge every day. So even I want to surrender. And the father said, if all of you go, then what will I do here? Even I want to come and surrender to Baba. he was a wealthy person and he had a lot of business in many places. He had a very big business in Ceylon. And Chandramani Dadi told Baba, Baba, my father says that he wants to surrender.
जब बाबा सरेंडर हो गया ब्रह्मा
बाबा सेड ओके ही आल्सो कैन सरेंडर व्हेन बाबा हैज सरेंडर्ड हिमसेल्फ व्हाई कांट दैट चाइल्ड सरेंडर हिमसेल्फ
पर पिता खाता भी था और पिता भी था
बट फादर वाज ईटिंग नॉन वेज एंड ही यूज्ड टू ड्रिंक अल्कोहल
मम्मा इसको ज्ञान देवे
Then Baba said, okay, let mama give knowledge to this person. And mama gave 7 days course to that person and he stopped eating non-veg and drinking alcohol. And when he left everything, he got ill. There was a family doctor. And the family doctor said, why have you stopped eating non-vegetarian food? Or why have you stopped drinking alcohol? This is wrong knowledge. This is not right to stop all these things. And that Sita Mata came to know about this. Till now, we followed your directions, but today we don't want to follow your directions, but we don't want to stop following God's directions. After all, what will happen? We will die, that's all. But we don't want to stop this elevated path. If you want us to eat non-vegetarian food and drink alcohol, please don't come to us. And the doctor saw that everyone was in spiritual intoxication. And gradually, after 1.5 months, he got well. And later on, he surrendered himself.
And
he got surrendered and he started to do yagya's work, working in the laundry, cutting vegetables or helping in the kitchen. His body consciousness was gone and he used to wash clothes in the laundry. And Baba saw, when Baba saw that Ratan Chand was working in the laundry, then Baba used to just go and hug him. And he used to say, Baba Sai, Baba Sai. And he was there till the end with Baba.
Baba ne isko apne paas hi rakha tha Hyderabad mein. Nahi, Karachi mein bhi.
Even in Karachi?
Hyderabad mein nahi, Karachi mein. Sara time Baba ke
liye. He stayed with Baba.
Baba ke palna mein raha. To ye sara parivar surrender hua.
The entire family got surrendered.
Mata nimit bani, jinko divya drishti mile. Aur divya drishti mein Krishna ko dekha.
And the mother became the instrument to bring all the entire family to the knowledge.
So, एक परिवार ऐसे surrender हुआ. आज सुबह को सुना है शांतामणि का परिवार कैसे surrender हुआ.
And I told about Shantamani Dadi's story in the morning.
तीसरी ये जो हमारी कुमार का दादी है.
Thirdly, I want to tell about कुमार का दादी.
निर्मल शांता जो बाबा की बेटी है लौकिक में बहुत
And निर्मल शांता दादी was a लौकिक daughter of Baba and how she became Brahma Kumari.
दादी कुमार का बाबा के बाबा को हैदराबाद में देखा ही नहीं था.
Prakashmani Dadi never saw Baba in her Laukik life because she was studying and she was a devotee of Krishna. And one day, early in the morning at 4 o'clock, she was sleeping. She saw
Baba ko dekha.
Krishna and along with Krishna she saw a person with white robes.
Krishna
तो she used to get attracted by Krishna, but same way she got attracted to Brahma Baba as well.
प्रवेश किया तो उसको अपना रथ बना दिया, तो घर बैठे लोगों को साक्षात्कार.
When Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba, then many got visions while sitting at their houses itself. And Kumarka Dadi started to see Krishna and Baba, Krishna and Baba. And it was a very beautiful scene. And there was a very beautiful garden, and there was beautiful Krishna and Brahma Baba. And that scene was imprinted in her mind.
सुनाते नहीं है ऐसे दर्शन, पर वो सुनाने लगी, रह नहीं सकी, आज मुझे बहुत सुंदर दर्शन हुआ है.
And later on, in the morning, she got up and she started to say that I got this vision and I don't know who this white-robed man was.
कि दो तीन दिन के बाद ये एक फ्रेंड के पास गई.
After 2-3 days, she went to her friend's house and that friend had gone to Om Mandali. And they had holiday for the school. So she went to her friend's house and that friend was merged in that visions. And Dadi went to that friend whose name was Leela and she said, she touched and she awakened her. Leela, what are you doing? What's happening with you? You're not speaking to me? And peacefully she said, when I go to the spiritual gathering, I remember you as well. So if you also go there, you will get the visions of Krishna. And then Dadi said, where is that spiritual gathering? And then she started to say, Dada Lekh Raj gives the knowledge of Gita and many goes into the visions.
तो जब गई ने तो बाबा ऐसे बैठा हुआ था जैसे सत्संग की शुरुआत
होने वाली होती है. And both of them went to Baba's house and Baba was sitting there and very few people were sitting around Baba and both of them went there and sit
और बाबा की नजर उस पे,
both of them went and sat there.
बस नजर पड़ते ही, बाबा की दृष्टि पड़ते ही,
as soon as Baba's drishti fell on these two children, Kumarka Dadi got visions and she saw the same vision what she saw 2 days ago.
Same repeat.
That vision got repeated. After the spiritual gathering was over, she didn't know that it got over. And Baba went back to his house, into his room, and the mothers went away.
फिर बाबा ने किसी से पूछा कि देखो वो बच्ची बैठी है, अगर उठी हो तो बच्ची को ले आना.
And Baba asked someone, if that child is awake, bring her to me.
सामने बाबा का वो तस्वीर जो उसमें देखी दिव्य दृष्टि में वो सामने, फिर बाबा को देखे, फिर कहे इसको मैंने ऊपर देखा.
And Kumarka Dadi was so astonished to see Brahma Baba in her visions and see the same person in front. And Baba asked, child, what did you see?
तुमने क्या देखा?
What did you see?
बोल नहीं सकती थी.
But
कहती है बाबा मैं बताऊंगी, अभी मैं बोल नहीं सकती.
And Dadi said, Baba, just I can't tell anything. I will tell you gradually.
तुम रोज आएंगी?
Then Baba said,
हाँ मैं आऊँ. बस शुरुआत हो.
The spiritual gathering happens every day. Would you come? Would you like to come?
बाबा के मुख से
then Dadi said, okay, I would come every day. And every day she started to come to Baba.
अब उसके जीवन का लक्ष्य क्लियर हो गया.
And she had completed her studies.
बहुत बड़ा विद्वान था, ग्रंथ शास्त्रों का ज्ञाता था.
And Kumar Kathati's father was a saintly person.
अपने father से छुट्टी ली.
He had a lot of knowledge of the scriptures and Vedas.
मुझे बहुत अच्छे-अच्छे अनुभव होते हैं. तो पिताजी आपकी आज्ञा है.
And one day Kumar Kathati told her father, father, every day I go to the spiritual gathering and I want to follow this path and I want to surrender to this yagya. And the father, because of being knowing the horoscope of dadi, he said, yes, I know about that. When you become 15 years old, you would surrender yourself to Krishna.
बस बाबा ने एक सेकंड में उसको
अपना she got permission from his from her father and on the next day she came to Baba and surrendered herself and gradually the other relatives of Dadi also started to come to Baba and surrendered their lives.
उनके पतियों ने शोर मचाया.
And Kumar Kathati's two sisters' husband were very wealthy and they were doing business abroad. And when they came back, they saw all transformation in their wives. They stopped wearing colorful robes and they started to wear white clothes. They have intoxication of Krishna. How can they stay with us?
तो थोड़े दिनों के बाद उनके घर में झगड़ा शुरू हो गया.
And later on, that quarrel started to happen. They started to bind them.
भगवान का दर्शन हुआ है. भगवान बुला रहा है.
But the wives would say,
कहते अगर जाएंगे तो इस सब उतार करके जाओ.
We can't.
जेवर भूषण सब.
Stop going there.
जाओ चाहिए वहाँ जाओ. पर हमारे पास रहते हुए ये नहीं कर सकते. फिर मतलब दोनों बहनों के पति ने बहुत 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 बड़ा हंगामा किया.
And both the husbands
उनसे ही भरा हुआ है.
उसको
भी मैं जासी रिपीट नहीं करती.
Create lot of problems and the history is full of that thing.
उनकी हिस्ट्री सुनाई. फिर सुनाती हूँ तीसरी हिस्ट्री निर्मल शांता जो बाबा की बच्ची आज भी हमारे सामने है.
I want to narrate about Nirmal Shanta, the dadi.
Calcutta में रहती है.
And she stays in Calcutta now.
बड़े प्यार से लगन से उनकी
शादी कराई. And she is the daughter, lucky daughter of Baba.
एक ही बच्ची को पैदा हुई थी निर्मल शांता को.
Nirmal Shanta dadi was married and she had one daughter.
फिर लौकिक जीवन में फिर भिखारी कैसे बने?
And when she listened to Baba's knowledge, how can she follow that vicious path again?
तो रात्रि को सोई हुई थी पर पता था कि पता नहीं क्या है मेरे घर में मेरा बाबा और मेरी फ्रेंड कहती है मुझे कृष्ण का दर्शन हुआ कहती है पागल है मेरा फादर मैं इतना साल अपने फादर से रही हूँ मेरा ही फादर है ये क्या कहती
used to think
को कहती मैंने
that Brahma Baba is my father and how can people get visions of Krishna from him and she used to think they are mad how can they get visions of Krishna from my father
तो सत्संग के समय नहीं आती थी.
She never used to come at the time of spiritual gathering to Baba. She used to come at night to have dinner to Baba.
अपने घर की तरफ तो माता पिता जाते हैं ना सैर करने तो बच्ची को अपने घर में छोड़ करके चली जाती है कार मोटर होती है.
एंड वन डे शी केम टू बाबा हैड डिनर
कल भी आऊंगी.
एंड व्हेन शी वाज गोइंग बैक बाबा गेव हर लिफ्ट
जाप दिया बच्ची कल किसने देखा.
एंड निर्मल शांता दीदी सेड बाबा आई वुड कम टुमारो एज वेल. एंड बाबा सेड हु हैज सीन टुमारो.
ऐसा जवाब क्यों दिया कल किसने देखा.
Who has seen
आज देख रहे तो कल भी होंगी ना मैं.
निर्मल शांता दादी
क्यों बाबा ने कल के लिए मुझे
not like it. How can my father say this?
हाँ बच्ची आओ तुम्हारा घर
ऐसे why didn't Baba say okay child come this is your home.
और उसी रात को उनको साक्षात्कार हुआ.
And when that night when she slept she got vision.
तो वो सोई भी है.
She was sleeping.
तो सोई भी है सामने खिड़की है.
And there was a window beside her bed. And it was early morning.
एकदम रोशनी आ गई जैसे ना सूरज उदय होता है नींद में सोया हुआ मनुष्य होता है उसको दिखाई पड़ता है.
And a light suddenly came to her. And she just wondered from where this light coming. And after that light, she saw Krishna. And along with that, she saw Baba. But she saw Baba in the form, in the angelic form. She didn't see Baba in an ordinary form, but she saw Baba in angelic form. And Baba said, child, you have to benefit the world. Child, wake up. You have to benefit the world. And she stood up. And so in all four directions, where is Baba and where did he go?
तो अपने सासों से जाके पूछा
and she asked
baba mila tumse
she asked her mother in law mother did you see my father
baba is samay kaise bachi ke paas aayega
and she said no how can your father come here at this time
mummy baba ne bola tumko vishwa ka kalyan karna hai
But mommy, I heard Baba saying, child, you have to benefit the world. She asked everyone and she went to Baba and asked, Baba, you had come to my house in the morning. Baba said, child, I didn't come to you. That big Baba must have come to you.
Bara Baba kaun sa, chota Baba kaun sa.
And how can Nirmal Shantaradi know who is big Baba and who is small Baba?
Jo bhaan tha, mera Baba. Wo rag badal gayi.
And that attachment of father and child relationship got broken and she started to have that elevated vision towards her father. She had a lot of love for her father, but now all her feelings got changed.
सास के हवाले करके बाबा के पीछे आ जाती थी रोज सत्संग सुनती थी एक दिन भी मिस नहीं किया
and
लगन ऐसी लगन
there were she had a small child and she used to leave her daughter in the care of her mother in law and she used to come to the spiritual gathering and listen to the spiritual gathering every spiritual discourses every day
बाबा ने कहा नहीं बच्ची तुमको उनका भी कल्याण करना है तुम जाती आती रहो फिर धीरे धीरे जब तुम्हारा पति आए फिर बातचीत कर लेना उसको भी साथ में ले लेना
एंड वन डे शी स्पोक टू बाबा बाबा आई वांट टू सरेंडर बाबा
पर लक्ष्मी बाबा सेड सहज थोड़ी है अब विदेश का रहने वाला खाने और पीने वाला
कंटिन्यू टू कम स्टे इन योर हाउस एंड कम टू स्पेशल गैदरिंग व्हेन योर हस्बैंड रिटर्न्स फ्रॉम अब्रॉड यू स्पीक टू हिम एंड गिव नॉलेज टू हिम एंड देन कम टू बाबा
चेंज हो गए अगर and तुम when खुश हो अपने
her husband
पिता को फॉलो कर सकती
came back from abroad and she spoke to her husband
तो मैं आपको दो तीन साल के लिए छुट्टी देके जाता हूँ तुम भले अनुभव करो कल को न चल सको तो फिर मेरी हो मेरे पास आ जाना
then the husband was very good and he said okay if you want to follow the spiritual path continue to follow and after 15 days he went back
परंतु आपस में ये प्रॉमिस किया कि तीन साल के लिए मैं तुमको
एंड बिफोर गोइंग बैक ही सेड आई विल कम बैक आफ्टर थ्री डेज थ्री इयर्स
वो तो ऐसी चल गई
टिल थ्री इयर्स यू सी एंड फॉलो द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ बट इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू फॉलो द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ देन यू बिलोंग टू मी
तो निर्मल शांता दादी फिर इस प्रकार से सरेंडर हो गई
एंड निर्मल शांता दादी गॉट सरेंडर्ड इन दिस वे
तो निर्मल शांता दादी ऐसे सरेंडर हुई तो हमारी एक एक दादी के पीछे पूरी हिस्ट्री समाई हुई है
देयर इज अ कंप्लीट हिस्ट्री बिहाइंड ईच दादी
सब सत्संग में आने लगी
व्हेन ऑल द दादीज वर प्रिपेयर्ड
विशाल सत्संग हो गया
टू सरेंडर एंड दे सरेंडर एंड दे स्टार्टेड टू कम टू स्पिरिचुअल गैदरिंग एवरी डे एंड द एंटायर सिटी वर अगेंस्ट दिस
फिर बाबा के पीछे एक एक को भेजा सरदार को
They sent one Sardar ji to kill Baba.
तो सरदारों में ताकत होती है जोश होता है
सरदार जी हैव दैट स्ट्रेंथ
युक्ति से
सो
एक बार की बात है कि हमारे दो स्थान थे, एक ओ मंडली
At that time we had two places. One was Om Mandali and the other building was Om Nivas, where there was boarding school where the children used to stay. And he transformed his form
and he said,
I want to listen to Baba.
I desperately
want to listen to the spiritual discourses. Then the sister who met that person at the gate, she went to Baba first and she asked, Baba, this such a person has come, what can I do? And some children were sitting with Baba at that time. And this Sardarji had that weapon with him to kill Baba. As soon as the Sardarji came inside Baba's room and he got drishti from Baba, all his feelings cooled down. Then he said, Baba, how can I make my mind peaceful? Baba gave answer with great love. Child, what is the mind? You are a soul and mind is your organ. When you consider yourself to be a elevated soul, peaceful soul, you are an embodiment of purity, embodiment of peace. Baba started to give knowledge in this way. And the thoughts to kill Baba got vanished. And when he woke, when he got up, he just then realized, why had I come here and what am I doing? And when he went back, he said, everyone there, I wanted to kill him, but he had so much of power in him that I could not kill him. And now, when I think about it, I realize that whatever happened is very good, because he is an elevated person, he is a religious person, and if I would have killed him, then it would have been a big sin on my part. Then those people got angry. Then they said, we don't give you anything, then why did you do that? They got very angry. Then he said, okay, don't give me anything, but I can't do such task in my life again. Baba knows that I'm not the one who is doing all these things. It is God who is doing this task.
तो एक हमारी कुमार का दादी है ना, तो उसकी एक बड़ी बहन थी, उसका पति जो था वो विदेश से आया हुआ था.
Once, elder sister of Kumarka Dadi was following the spiritual path, and her husband came from abroad and he got angry and he went to the collector and complained about this. And the collector called Baba. And when Baba came in front of him, and collector started to scold him a lot. Collector had also husband of the brother-in-law of Kumarka Dadi also started to scold him a lot. And Kumarka Dadi was there with Baba at that time, and Kumarka Dadi got angry and she said, collector, what is happening here?
तो बाबा ने कहा, मैं ढीला कैसे करूं? Paramatma gyan de
and the collector said, just be flexible in the aspect of purity and everything would be all right. And Rama said, how can I tell that it is the directions of God? And even I follow this path of purity, even my wife and children all follow this path of purity, and how can I say no for that? And then the collector understood that he is very firm in his inculcations, and because this person is not getting that wise, that is why he is getting angry. Then the collector said, said this person, okay, you take care of your wife, I can't do anything because Dada is not coming to your house and taking your wife. Then gradually that person got peaceful and went away. And Baba was such an elevated person, and he never used to get scoldings from anyone before getting gyan. But now after Baba started to follow this knowledge, he started to get all the scoldings from the people. Here Shivaba gives us the direction to become victorious over the vices. And gradually the knowledge got expanded and the service got expanded, and along with the service there was some upheaval, some problems in every places. And since few years, since 15-20 years, we don't listen to any problems. Now the screens of revelation is opening up. Even the saints and sages are peaceful now because they have seen Baba's place, they have seen the activities of this yajna, of the sisters. And when they come here, they say, here, it's heaven here. They are doing a lot of service.
हजारों जगह आएंगे दर्शन करके चले जाएंगे.
They say our ashrams are empty and we have big melas once in a year, but here many people are coming in and
कहाँ से इनको ज्ञान आता है जो ये सुनाते रहते हैं.
They have lot of knowledge.
अभी साधु संन्यासी महात्मा
and now
अंदरूनी सब झुक गए.
The saints and sages have bowed down to Baba's knowledge.
ये प्रत्यक्षता का पर्दा खुला है. तो धीरे-धीरे
they have come to Baba's home 2-3 times.
तो जैसे-जैसे हमारे 18 विंग्स हैं,
and there are 18 wings.
तो सेवा करने वाले हर विंग के सेवा वाले इतने इंजीनियर, डॉक्टर सब आ जाते हैं, जिनके द्वारा चारों
ओर all the people belonging to these different wings, different faculties come to Baba. And
आज हमारी कमलेश बनाई है यूथ का बहुत बड़ा प्रोग्राम उन्होंने मुंबई वालों ने किया है. तो बहुत अच्छा सुंदर समाचार सुना रहे थे.
कमलेश बेन फ्रॉम बॉम्बे हैज कम एंड दे हैड अ वेरी बिग प्रोग्राम फॉर यूथ इन बॉम्बे एंड शी विल शेयर द सर्विस न्यूज विद यू सम टाइम टुमारो.
अभी समय अनुसार
ओके नाउ आई वुड स्टॉप. ओम शांति.